worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark. For the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verses 1 through 12, Hebrews chapter 11. Father, thank you, Lord, for your wonderful word. Thank you for the many ways our lives are blessed, empowered, and enriched as we simply open your word and spend time one-on-one with you, as you pour grace, peace, power, strength, and encouragement into our hearts and our minds as we simply read and meditate on your word. Lord, thank you for the fact that as we spend time in your word, you're giving us one-on-one time with you. What a blessing, what a privilege, what an honor it is for us to do that. Help us to grow an understanding of the great honor, blessing, and privilege it is for us to spend time one-on-one with you in your word each and every day. And thank you for the many, many blessings that flow into our lives as we make this the priority you would have us to make it. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, first, I just want to ask, would you soften our hearts today? Thank you so much for your word, Father. Thank you so much for your commandments. Thank you so much for your love and for your guidance. Heavenly Father, help us to walk in faith, trusting in you. Soften our hearts so that we could better walk in your promises, depending on you. Heavenly Father, help soften our hearts so that we can better follow your ways, trusting that your ways are good and that we could let go of the things of this world. Thank you so much for calling us to better and greater things, to eternal things. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. This is National Truth for Youth Bible Week here on American Family Radio, August the 4th through the 8th, 2025. We're asking each of you as our listeners to help us to give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across America. American Family Radio and Revival Fires International are partnering once again, as we've done for many years. In fact, more than two decades, we've been doing this, partnering together with Revival Fires Ministries to provide the only hope for teens as they return to school, and that only hope is Jesus Christ. And it's one of the means whereby we're doing this is inviting them to share Christ through the giving away of Truth for Youth Bibles. We're asking you to help us reach a generation of young people and help us get the Word of God back into public schools, through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible to teens across our nation. You know, we live in troubled times, and so many young people, obviously, they really need hope. And Jesus Christ is the hope for the whole world. They need Jesus. They need the Word of God, who is Jesus Christ. And as Christian young people reach their campuses for Christ by getting involved with a project like this, God, in turn, can reach cities and nations. And as Christian teens flood our schools with Jesus through the distribution of these Truth for Youth Bibles, it can help these teens to become witnesses witnesses for Christ, and also help bring about the awakening that our world needs to Jesus Christ. Now's the time. This is the generation to do that. This is what we're encouraging every listener to prayerfully consider, and let me explain in detail how the project works this Truth for Youth Week specifically. Revival Fires International is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who promises to pass it along to a friend in school this year. The Truth for Youth Bible consists of the entire New Testament, and it also includes full color comics that present the gospel and some moral truths that relate to the gospel and living out the gospel. The Truth for Youth Bible is now available in Spanish as well. And over 1 million Truth for Youth Bibles have already been given away in the past 24 years as a result of this project. So our goal this year is to help. We're asking you to help us to get at least 65,000 Bibles into the hands of young people. So, again, the way it works is thousands of young people, and also keep this in mind, thousands of young people have received Christ, more than 30,000 over the last 24 years. Either a teen between the ages of, again, 13 and 18 can call and order a Bible, or their parents can call and order it. But also keep in mind, someone, again, it's either the parent can order them or the young person can call and order them, 13 to 18. Now, remember, anyone can get the Bibles, except the free ones are only available for the teens to order or their parents. But you can get them two different ways. You can order them. You can go online to tfy.org to order online anytime throughout this week. Again, this is for this Truth for Youth project going on this week. Or you can call this number between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. And let me just say, too, over a number of times, as I served as a pastor over a period of years, a number of times our church or churches have ordered a box of them, because they're, even apart from this wonderful Truth for Youth outreach that we do with Revival Fires, it's a great tool to get for churches to use to hand out to young people as well as an evangelism and a discipleship tool. So either way, you can order them. Once again, you can go to tfy.org to order online anytime throughout this week, or you can call 1-800-733-4737 to order the Truth for Youth Bibles. We do hope that every single listener will prayerfully consider getting involved in using this wonderful evangelism and discipleship tool. We hope that you'll consider doing just that. You know, on a pretty regular basis, we talk about having the spiritual habit of reading at least three chapters in God's Word every single day. If you're not reading three chapters a day in the Bible, today is a good day, a great day to start that very valuable, very productive habit of reading God's Word each and every day. And parents, having your children read three chapters aloud to you every day is such a blessed habit for any family, any young person, and any home. Hope that you'll consider starting that in your family and home as well. I want to take time to share an article, as we often do. This article is entitled, God's Word, Three Chapters a Day. Again, the title, God's Word, Three Chapters a Day. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And then Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Again, Hebrews 4:12. Practicing daily spiritual habits are necessary in our daily walk with the Lord. Why is this true? Because followers of Christ are to be passionately faithful and diligent. In life, we form habits to help us consistently do things that are important to us, habits that help us accomplish the goals we believe are critical to our lives. I regularly encourage believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in God's Word every day. This habit is one of the most important to establish in our lives. Why 3 chapters and why every day? Well, if a believer reads 3 chapters in the Word of God every day, that can be a basic spiritual meal for that person. It might be that you read the same chapter 3 times over, or you may read 3 different chapters. Doing either one is fruitful and wise. How is this helpful? The Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. So when you're reading the Word of God, it's one-on-one time talking and spending time with Jesus. It's your daily appointment time with Him. The Lord Jesus Christ will spend as much time with you as you will spend with Him in His Word. It's important for us to read the Word of God every single day. Just as our bodies need physical food every day, so too we must feed our spirits daily as well. God's Word is food for our spirits like physical food is for our physical bodies. Feeding your physical body every day can help you to be strong, vibrant, and healthy physically. Feeding your spirit the Word of God daily can help you to be strong, vibrant, and spiritually healthy. Now, if a man or woman only ate a small snack every other day, very soon he or she, their physical body, would become physically weak. Likewise, when a believer only reads a verse or two from the Word of God every other day, or even neglects to read the Word at all, he or she becomes spiritually weak. Sadly, it appears that too many believers live on what one might call a starvation diet spiritually. It's spiritual neglect. Too many believers may not even pick up a Bible for days. It is for this reason that many believers are spiritually anemic, spiritually weak and frail when it comes to spiritual things. My suggestion to you is today, start the habit of reading no less than 3 chapters in the Word of God every day. It's a way of blessing and rewarding yourself. See Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, and Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Why not start rewarding yourself today? Here are 10 great reasons to start reading God's Word every single day. The first one, it tells you how to be genuinely saved and how to grow up in your faith. See John 3:16, Psalm 119, verse 105, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Next, it gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. See Psalm 119, verse 105, 2 Timothy 3:15 to 17. Next, it empowers your prayer life. See Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Next, it sharpens your ability to hear the Holy Spirit more clearly in your life. See 1 Corinthians 1:5. Next, it ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. See Proverbs 4:20 to 22. The next reason, it helps you maintain your mental health, according to Dr. Paul Meyer. Next, it increases God's anointing in every area of your life. See 1 Corinthians 1:5. The next one, it increases your wisdom in every area of life. See Proverbs chapters 1 to 3. Next, it enhances your intellect and personality. It literally can increase your IQ, see 1 Corinthians 1:5. Next, it pours grace, peace, mercy, and joy into your spirit, your mind, and your life. See 2 Corinthians 1:2, 1 Timothy 1:2, 2 Timothy 1:2, and Galatians 5:22. Remember, reading 3 chapters a day from the Word of God will bless you in your life tremendously. Let's make it a high priority. And parents, we're wise to have our children read 3 chapters aloud to us every single day also. It will tremendously bless them, your whole family, and your home. Again, the title of that article, God's Word, 3 Chapters a Day. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. We'll be right back.
Through the night.
Music from Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. This is the Hour of Intercession, and we pick up now reading through the Word of God, picking up in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 40, beginning at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion, who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor, who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame, who say to me, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Psalm 41. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me, they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalm 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalm 44. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in days of old. You drove out the nations with your hand, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples and cast them out, for they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies, and you have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long, and praise your name forever. Selah. But you have cast us off and put us to shame, and you did not go out with our armies. You make us turn back from the enemy, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You have given us up like sheep intended for food, and have scattered us among the nations. You sell your people for next to nothing, and are not enriched by selling them. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those all around us. You make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. My dishonor is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me, because of the voice of him who reproaches and reviles, because of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. But you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise! Do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. Psalm 45. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty ride prosperously, because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloe and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house. So the king will greatly desire your beauty. Because he is your Lord, worship him. And the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions, who follow her shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. Instead of your fathers shall be your sons. whom you shall make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the people shall praise you forever and ever. Verses 1 through 17, all of Psalm 45. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist.
Music from the Newsboys with He Reigns. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're reading through the Word of God, picking up now in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tilling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, Man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, Follow me. So he left all, rose up, and followed him. Then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house, and there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them. And their scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus answered and said to them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then they said to him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink? And he said to them, Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days. Then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better. Luke chapter 6. Now it happened on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked the heads of grain and ate them, rubbing them in their hands. And some of the Pharisees said to them, Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath? But Jesus answering them said, Have you not even read this, what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he went into the house of God, took and ate the showbread, and also gave some to those who, and also gave some to those with him, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And he said to them, The Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. Now it happened on another Sabbath also that he entered the synagogue and taught, and a man was there whose right hand was withered. So the scribes and Pharisees watched him closely, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man who had the withered hand, Arise and stand here. And he arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? And when he had looked around at them all, he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. But they were filled with rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Then he lifted up his eyes toward his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil. For the Son of Man's sake, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For indeed your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either." Verses 1 through 29, Luke chapter 6. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. Father, thank you once again for the wonderful privilege of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for the opportunity to spend time with you one-on-one in your Word each and every day. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to make our time in your Word and our time in prayer the priority and priorities you would have us to make them in our lives more and more. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, we're in the midst of our Truth for Youth Week, and if you'd like to invite your teen, or as you as a parent of a teen would like to call in for a free Truth for Youth Bible, you can order them two different ways. Go online go to tfy.org to order online anytime this week, or you can call this number, 1-800-733-4737, to call in again to order a Truth for Youth Bible for your teen, or parents, you can order as well. Again, tfy.org going online, or call 1-800-733-4737. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to save you, I'd like to invite you to pray this prayer now. Give your life to Christ and receive eternal life. If you'd like to make that step, would you right now pray this prayer with us? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey and follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're very much wanting to connect with you, to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. I'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please, please get in touch with us. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Once again, if you'd like to order the Truth for Youth Bibles for your teen or for your parents, if you'd like to order it for your teen, two ways to do that. Again, one, go online to tfy.org to order online anytime this week, or between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., you can call this number, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737 to order a Truth for Youth Bible. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.